some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to an exciting episode of Rated G Radio. We're welcoming back for January the one and only Rebecca Fisk, our intuitive psychic. She's going to be taking your calls later. If you've not called in, now is the time to do it. I will not warn you again. The phone lines fill up faster than an Indianapolis 500 race, and we want to take as many of your calls as possible. So call in at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline, and we will answer as many of your calls as we have time for tonight. Everybody who I've already screened, we're going to get to each of you. So if you haven't been screened yet, hang tight. We're going to take as many of your calls as we can. Just a real quick reminder on where we've been so far this week and also where we're going the rest of this fantastic week on Rated G Radio. Monday, we had comedian John Cooperman talk about all of the funny things that happened to him and his family over the Christmas and Hanukkah. I say Christmas holiday, but you know, he's Jewish, so I guess it's just over the holiday season. And John was great on Monday's show. Last night, we had Mr. Hugh Heisel. He said, it's not Heisel, but everybody says it's Heisel. It's Hugh Heisel. He is the president of the Men Event in New York City. He's also a Tony Award winner, and he is currently performing in the longest-running show on Broadway called The Perfect Crime with nearly 12,000 12,000 shows since it debuted, and that was an interesting talk. I had about 50 questions that we were going to ask you last night. I think we got to maybe one, and so I've asked you to come back later on in the year, but he describes a perfect weekend adventure for people who are going to New York City, so, you know, because he's also tied in with Groupon. So if you want to hear about making a plan to go see something fun in New York, he's got some great ideas for you. Tomorrow night, we're back with Rated LGBT Radio, and my co-host is Mr. Rob Watson. We've had some microphone issues the last couple of weeks, and Rob pinged me right before the show tonight, and he goes, my big fancy new microphone arrived. And I said, well, good, because we need it. So we're going to see how Rob sounds tomorrow night and see if that will get things fixed on his end, because he's got this, you know, he also hosts on Saturday night out in Santa Cruz, which is a local AM station, KSCO 1080 AM in Santa Cruz, California. And you tune into that on outinsantacruz.com on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And he's got this very rich, fantastic voice. And then the last couple of weeks when we've been trying to get him connected in, it doesn't resonate the same way. So we're trying to troubleshoot so you have a great listening experience. But also tomorrow night, Rob and I are welcoming a guest to the show, Mr. Mike Hennessy. He's an actor, performer, so much more, but he also does Reiki healing and other energy work. So Mike's going to come onto the show and tell us things that are going on in his world. You'll also find that in the spirituality category. And then in the second half of tomorrow night's show, Rob will also do tarot card readings. So if you're interested in that, tune in and listen. We'll have a gay old time. I don't want to say gay old. We're going to have a gay young time tomorrow night. That's what we're going to do. And then on the Friday show, we've got Kelly with Kelly's Lot. And for those of you who've been listening to the show for the last 4 years, Kelly's been on. We bring her on about once a year. It's like, you know, Kelly, are you out on tour? Can we get you to come back on? She's going to be talking about her album Plain and Simple Me and talking about some of the charity work that she does to help raise awareness and money to combat hepatitis C and also the various animal charities that she's working with. But as a blues performer and a outstanding one at that, her music is absolutely out of this world. She has also promised to sing live on air for the first time ever a brand new song that she's got a cappella. I don't think I've had anybody sing a cappella on the show before, but we're going to have that on Friday night with Kelly's Lot live at 7 o'clock. So now, I always say without further ado, let me bring on the one and only Rebecca Fisk. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing great, Garrett. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm so excited that you're here, and I haven't even started drinking my green tea to get charged up for tonight.
Well, good. I'm glad you're that excited, even without the green tea.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so glad to have you back. You just have so much exciting, cool stuff that's going on in your world. So, you know, finding an hour out of your night this month is a big stretch, and I'm grateful to you.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure. As you know, this is some of the most fun I have, is doing your show. So thank you so, so much. And, you know, I'm still having issues with my microphone and headset. So it must be something in the air. Maybe we're just destined to need new equipment or get new equipment for the new year.
Part of it is we're in this Mercury retrograde until like the 25th or 26th, something like that. So, you know, who knows? Maybe there's a little bit of that in the air as well.
Well, I will say that I've noticed that I definitely am experiencing more technical issues with electronics and stuff in Mercury retrograde. And I would never have thought that before, but now I'm starting to pay attention to it because my astrology friends are all like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde. You got to take a look at this. And as I've raised my awareness about it, it's like, I can't log into my computer or it won't start or I have to reboot it. And it's like, wait a minute, it's Mercury retrograde. Oh, no wonder all this stuff is happening. So anyway, it's all good, though. New year, I must need a new headset, new mic. It's all good.
It's all that new stuff. Yeah. Well, I know that we always start with we've done so many different shows together, but I love it when you start the show with a little bit of a meditation or a thought for the evening. Do you want to do that tonight, or do you just want to jump into calls? What's kind of going through your energy?
You know, I just want to talk for a couple of minutes because there's a lot of very, very intense energy, and I know that I've had several discussions over the last few months, certainly, about the intensity of the energies that are occurring and how people just feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so sad. I don't understand it. I don't know why I feel this way. And there have been some things going on recently that made me think I would kind of like to talk about that for a few minutes. So, and this is meant to just be an opportunity to ponder. It's, you know, if it speaks to you and resonates and it helps allow you to process some of your own thoughts and feelings about things that are going on in your life, then I hope that that's a good process for you. And just know for all of you that I'm sending out a lot of love and a lot of good intentions for everyone. That being said, there are a couple things that I wanted to bring up of note, just because I want all of you to understand that I too have experiences, and including loss. And one of those things is one of my very, very dear, longtime friends, very spiritual. She's a Reiki master. She teaches Reiki. She's a yoga instructor. Just an amazing woman and such a blessing to all of us. She just gives so much of herself to everyone. Her adult daughter, who was in her, I believe she's in her 30s, passed away very recently. And her daughter was an amazing energy all by herself. Her name was Lonnie. And they called her Lonnie Lioness. She had dreads that were almost to the floor and had had them for a very long time and just really showed up fully in her life. Every single moment she lived was done with such passion. And, you know, I know that she had some difficulties in her own life, but she just was an amazing person, an amazing light. And once you met her, you never forgot her, even if you just met her one time, a chance encounter, whatever it was. And so Lonnie passed not long ago, and she had met, what I'm going to say with my limited knowledge, she had met the love of her life. They'd been together in relationship for a period of time. And one of the reasons I'm thinking about her is because today is his birthday. And so to have experienced this profound loss so recently, I just have been thinking about him all day. And yet every time I think about Lonnie, I just see her laughing and her, you know, just free and dancing and enjoying herself. And that's not what she had been experiencing the last few months. And so it's wonderful and such a privilege for me that I get to see where she is and how she's experiencing her new existence. But I also have these incredible heartfelt emotions for her loved ones who are here and missing her. So without being too preachy, hopefully, I just want to say, you know, live your life the way you want to live it. If there's something that you dream of doing, if there's a calling that you feel in your heart and you just feel like, I don't know what to do and I don't know how to do it, or I'm too afraid, try to let that go, because my belief is that God is the one who plants that seed within our souls about what's going to be not only the highest good for us, but also in service to God and the rest of the planet. So, you know, live each moment to the best of your ability. Enjoy yourself. And, you know, I know they say don't sweat the small stuff, but at the end of the day, honor yourself, honor the people that you love, and the rest of it will fall into place as long as you show up. Be present. Be present in the moment. Take time for yourself. Allow yourself to get centered each day and try to live in that place of peace where the centeredness lives. So, anyway, I don't mean to be down. I'm just, she lived her life so beautifully. I want to inspire everyone to do the same. And it's inspiring for me as well to live my life, you know, even more fully than I already am, even though I feel like I'm the luckiest person I know. So, anyway, it's meant to be inspirational and not a downer. Anyway.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I read a book recently by a mutual friend of ours, Rebecca. His name is Jeff Michaels, and it's a brand new book that he put out about, you know, death and energy and how things, you know, shift and change. But it's, you know, it's really our perceptions on things, and that really kind of opened my eyes quite a bit. And I thought that was, you know, I think sometimes you hear a message when you're ready to hear it, and you know, you can be told things over and over and over, but until you're open for it, the message is really supposed to connect with you, it doesn't. And I think those words tonight are really profound for a lot of folks who might be tuning in. Should we take our first call for the night? Do you think we are ready for that?
I am ready.
Cool. Well, let's do it. I've got a ton of you here. And again, everybody who I've already screened, we're going to get to you. But our first caller of the night is Laura, and Laura is calling about home life. Laura, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Sorry, I kind of got choked up about your conversation. I'm a nurse, and I deal with, life changes every day. So, yeah, it is very important, you know, to live life every day and cherish those that you have with you.
Yeah. Well, Laura, now I get to help you have a moment about you. So, because I just want to tell you before you ask me the question, I know that there's a part of you that stays a little detached because you have to. It's like self-preservation. But I do want to remind you, because I feel like you're not only in service in your job, but you go home and you're in service at home. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to remind you that it's really important that you give yourself some nurturing, that you take time for you, and that you replenish your own soul and try to spend some time every day. I always tell people, give yourself a soul treat for at least 30 minutes a day. So whatever that is, if it's a bath, if it's reading a romance novel, maybe it's taking a nap. It could be something really simple, taking a walk in nature, but do something that's just for you where you're not engaged with anyone else. Because even if it's somebody who's uplifting for us and we love very much and we love being around them, it's still an exchange of energy, which means it's not fully about you. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out at you, because I can tell you're very loving and nurturing. So, So how can I help you today?
I'm just wondering, where am I going to go? Am I going to be able to stay at this home and purchase it, or am I going to be leaving this place and going somewhere else? There's so many questions right now. My children are getting older and moving out, but this place is a very nurturing place for me.
So my impression is that you will be leaving, but not yet. So I'm hearing the numbers 2 as very important regarding this home. I'm also hearing that it may be as early as 2017 when you decide to leave, but there will be a completion that feels very clear for you at the time that you decide to leave. And actually, my impression is that, you know, the energy of this home loves you. And so it's almost like it wants to support you and buoy you for the next adventure in your life. So it may be, you know, my impression is that you may be going to a slightly smaller place, but that things will be more abundant for you in, you know, with releasing this home and going to do something a little bit different. But it, again, it won't be forced. it will feel like a natural progression where everything just falls into place, and you will have a very clear thought that it's time now and it's all okay. It will feel easy. It will feel uplifting, and it will feel peaceful.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I wish you all the best. Keep me posted, would you? And did you have something else? Yeah.
Can I ask one other question besides home? You're busy.
I have to keep it to one. Yes, and I'm so sorry.
But
thank
Laura,
you. Thank
back
you
in
so much, and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Love and blessings.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Here's just a great example of, if you have more questions than just the one, because we have so many callers that want to come in, go to Rebecca's website. She's got the contact page, her Facebook page, and if you want to do a group event, there's all kinds of information on her website to go and click and get some information so you can have a private reading. Make sure to mention that you heard her on Rated G Radio as well, and do that tonight. Our next call is coming from Marcus, who is calling tonight about love. Marcus, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a long time since I've been able to catch your show, since I work nights.
I know. Well, I'm very happy to hear from you.
I've been busy with family and work for the past year or so, and I was wondering if there was any exciting love coming into my life.
Okay, well, let's take a look here. I do feel like there's somebody that is coming towards the end of the year. I want to say I'm hearing November. But I want to say, too, that I feel like you'll be dating some different people before that person shows up. And it's actually good. I see a little bit of frustration with some of the other people that you date, but that when this person shows up, it's going to be like, finally. And it's almost like, you know, meeting these other people in the meantime is an opportunity for you to get more clarity about what you really want. And so, you know, the lesson in that is that you're not always particular. Like, I want to say, I know that you choose certain people for certain qualities, but it feels like this is about discernment for you, and it's about really knowing that you deserve to have what you want to have in that other person and in that relationship. And so it's about you really getting to choose and to know that you can be empowered to pick and choose yourself, instead of feeling like, well, is that person going to like me, or is that person going to like me? So it's almost about, the best analogy I can give you is that instead of being one of the men in the house, now you get to be the bachelor. So it's that kind of energy. Like, instead of, I hope I get picked, it's, I get to choose now. So that's really what your lesson is now for the next few months. It's about discernment, and it's about really knowing that you can be empowered to choose what you want and who you want to have in your life. So it's coming. Again, I'm asking, and I'm hearing November is very, very strong. It'll also be a time of busyness. I feel like things will kind of be status quo for you, and maybe even a little bit slow. I want to say starting in around June, that your life will kind of slow down a little bit and you'll get to relax. But then it'll start to pick up and get busier again in September. So when this person shows up in November, it'll be like, I've been so crazy busy, and oh my gosh, here's this wonderful person, and oh my gosh, okay. And so things will have a different tempo in your life, but it's really good. It feels really, really good. And this person is also particular. So just so you know, this is somebody who it will be such an easy rapport, and the values that this person has are, it's like you could have written a list down and the person's reading the list. So you're going to know it almost instantaneously.
Well,
so
I've read your book and I've written my list, so.
Well, good. And I actually feel like this is going to, the relationship will solidify in 2017. And my impression is that this is going to be a very long-term relationship. So you're doing all the right stuff.
Well, thank you very much. It's so good to hear from you.
Oh, well, it's good to hear your voice, too. And thanks for calling in. And love and blessings. And take care. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Marcus. And we want to hear updates and posts on, you know, Happy Valentine's Day and all that good stuff. Okay, our next caller. Now we're going to go into more of the career mode now. Our next couple of callers are talking about their jobs. And our first question about that comes from Selena. Selena, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Hi, Selena. I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
So my question is related to my job. I just got promoted into the perm from temp status at my job, and you know, I got a pay raise too where I'm at, which is awesome. But the bank where I work is, you know, going through a consolidation, and I also kind of feel like I need to be making career changes. And I'm kind of wondering how much time I have, if there's going to be like a layoff or any kind of insight on what to do, because I still feel like I have a lot to figure out, and I'm not really sure. But at the same time, I kind of know, but I don't know. So anyway, there you go.
Okay, no, that's great. And I was going to say, you know, immediately I have the impression that it's almost as if you're trying to decide between two different opportunities. I do hear that there will be something significant that will show up for you in July regarding your career. So it's one of those things where it may be that what you're doing right now will come to a completion, but if that's the case, it's as if what you're doing you let go of in order to have another promotion. So honestly, right now, it's a question mark about what's going to be happening with the current corporation that you're with, because I do see some changes. I do see that there will be consolidation. I do see that there will be some layoffs. However, it looks like the majority of those who get laid off are going to go off to another company. So it's almost like, okay, we're going to keep these guys, but these guys are going over here. I feel like you're going to stay where you are, and I feel like you will start to get to know the new job duties that you're being given. But again, I'm hearing July as far as another change, and it's either that you get promoted again where you are, or there's another opportunity potentially back with the place where all of these other people go. So it's very interesting because I feel like there's an energy of two different companies, and that energy is around you right now, and it may continue. So I feel like it's going to be these two energies that you continue with and that you're working with come July. So my impression is that this is all in your favor. Okay? So just show up, do the best you can, try to stay out of the politics and the drama, and just learn the job to the best of your ability. You're diligent, you're meticulous, you're detail-oriented, and you stay business, and that's what they're looking for. And you're the kind of person that they want to keep. So just be who you are and do what you do, and get comfortable with the new position. And then, you know, right around March, you're going to start to see a little bit more about what's going to be coming in July. So keep your eyes and ears open. You've got a couple of months right now to really get familiar with your job, and then keep your eyes and ears open. But again, this is all, it's all good. It's all in your favor. It may seem scary, but it's ultimately all in your favor, okay? So one of the things that I like to tell everybody is behave as if the universe is conspiring in your favor, okay? Because that really is what's happening.
I definitely agree, and I'm really glad that you said all that, but even not just what you just told me, which I definitely appreciate, but everything that you said before with all these other people, there were messages in each one of those. I was like, oh, I'm glad that she said that. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad I can help. All right, we'll keep us posted. Would you do that?
Yes, definitely, and thanks both of you. I hope that you'll both have a great night.
Thank you, Selena. Always appreciate you calling in. Have a great night. Our next call comes from the Blog Talk chat room here, and this call, well, it's a text question, but it comes from Gina, and Gina says, I'm currently seeking employment, something more stable. Do you see any job opportunities that will finally come soon?
Okay, so I just want to say that I immediately got an image of you, like, it's almost like you're climbing on a step machine. And so it's like you get a step and you think you've gotten up, and then it just sinks down again. So it's kind of like you've been in this pattern recently. Actually, I have to say, I think it's been going on for a little while. Don't give up. Just keep going because you're going in the right direction. I also get the impression that you may be doing more than one job, that right now it's two or three that you're juggling at the moment. And I feel like this is all going to kind of segue into an opportunity for you to be able to just do one thing and have it be stable and comfortable for a while. So there are a couple things that come up. I feel like this opportunity that presents itself, I'm hearing March for this. I'm also hearing that it may be something that you're already doing. It's almost like the different jobs you've been doing are preparing you for this one that's coming. And then the other thing that comes up is it may be an opportunity with somebody you know who has their own business, and that they come to you and they just say, look, you'd be perfect and I really need help. Can you come and help me? And so the money may not be exactly what you want, but it'll be enough and you'll be able to relax for a little while, because my impression is you've been working your tail end off for a long, long time. And so this will give you a reprieve. You'll have an opportunity to rest a little bit, do something that you enjoy. It might be long hours some of the time, but you feel rewarded and you're enjoying yourself. So it's coming again. I hear March. I want to say it might be even March 31st. So but it's coming. So hang in there. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. As much as some of this is mundane, and I know that you're tired, you can do this. You can do this. I will be sending you lots of prayers, but just keep going, because it's going to fall into place for you, okay? I also want to say I really commend your work, because you will get in there and do stuff that nobody else wants to do, and it's because you're committed to being that person who's willing to go the extra mile because you feel like that's what God wants you to do. So I commend you for that, and thank you. That's inspirational. So love and blessings to you. Let us know what's happening. And thank you so much for the question today.
And thank you for that, Gina. Our next call comes from Mike. Mike is calling about his career tonight. Mike, go ahead, please.
What else would I be calling about?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I am fantastic. Well, I'm in fantastic Ojai, California now.
Awesome. Well, welcome to California.
Thank you. Thank you. Coming from Scottsdale, I'm not used to all this rain, but.
Well, you know, but you've heard the song, It Never Rains in Southern California, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, see,
exactly.
Because when the song was written, they forgot to include the lyric, except in the years of El Nino.
Right. Well, I've got several options going on. And again, there's a sales job. Thinking about the bartending, waiting tables, and, you know, real estate, but I kind of feel that there's a couple other options that are going to come forward. And with your opening monologue, I was almost thinking, too, it's like I did my first – I don't know if I mentioned this, but I opened up as a medium in 2010.
Okay. A while ago you mentioned that, yes.
Okay. And so I just did my first, like – little blog talk, half-hour practice show type of thing, just to do readings, just to practice.
Good.
And it flowed really well. And I'm thinking about maybe just doing the waiting tables and then putting myself out there with that as well. So I just kind of, like some direction.
Okay. So let me just tell you, the very first thing that comes up is your waiting tables. And so the reason that I said that is because as soon as I knew that it was you and I heard your name, even before you said you're here and all of that, it's like, oh, he's still waiting tables. So energetically in the universe, you're waiting tables. Now, you don't have to keep doing that, but that is where your energy is. And it's like the sales thing's okay, but you're kind of tired of it. I mean, even though you're really good at it, it just feels almost mundane for you. And the real estate thing, you know, you can do really well with that, but there's training and licensing and all of that. And I just feel like that doesn't resonate for you at the moment. Maybe in a few years, yes. In fact, I think you will do some of that in a few years, but right now, it's not the time. So, you know, the waiting tables is fine. The bartending's okay. It's almost like if you're going to do the medium thing, it's almost like you're doing a stand-up comedy routine while you're doing the medium stuff. And I don't know why that's the way it comes through, but it does, and bartending will give you a lot of good material. it's really interesting because I do get that you really approach all of this with a lot of humor. And the mediumship thing is great. I think that there's a couple of things that I want to say. I feel like there are a couple of hurdles for you to get over with it. And I'm not seeing specifically what those hurdles are. I just see that, you know, there may be that you need a little more time for more discernment with it. And that being said, I will tell you that the psychics that I know who've been doing this for a long time, me included, we are all being brought to another level of clarity where precision is getting more and more and more important. And it's, I mean, I get my lessons with it. And I'll tell you something really humorous. I think it's humorous. Hopefully all of you listeners will think it's humorous. So I happen to be in an office, my chiropractor's office. And the office manager went in. I know these people really well, and they're lovely people. Hi, New Life Chiropractic. Love you guys. Anyway, they had a delivery of boxes, and the office manager comes in. She's like, I don't know what they are. So I walked out and glanced at the boxes, and I said, draperies. And so the chiropractor comes out, and she's like, no, they're not draperies. And I'm like, I feel like draperies. Anyway, she opens it up. It's wallpaper. So really what happened was I got wall coverings. But instead of saying wall coverings, I interpreted it myself because I wanted to use my own frame of reference. I interpreted it as draperies. But if I had gone with exactly what I was told, it was wall coverings. It was wallpaper. So there are little things like that happening, and I'm not the only one. I mean, I laugh about it, and my friends are laughing about it. But we are all being brought to this next level with clarity and precision. So I'm saying that to you because whatever your practices are to connect to that energy and to make sure that that connection stays strong, and then whatever the symbols are that you receive or however that works for you, start practicing that more because that's part of learning the discernment. It's also, you know, go back to paying attention to what your body feels like when you walk in a room. If you're going to be waiting tables, really perceive how each person's energy feels to you. Really get more and more engaged and in touch with all of that because it will help you show up more and be a better medium. So it's really now for you about making the choice, really owning it and stepping into that fully. And in the meantime, waiting tables is fine. It's a great medium for you to make some money. And, you know, it'll be a little bit of time, though. The mediumship, you know, my impression about it is, you know, 2017. So use the time that you have to keep practicing and honing it. I wish you all the best with that. So it's good. You got a lot of really good stuff coming. Anyways, like I said, you may still decide to do the real estate later, and that will be really interesting because if people have passed in the homes that you end up selling or walking into, there may be another level of opportunity for you as you're selling these homes.
Right. So. And with that, do you kind of see Santa Barbara, Malibu, Ventura as a direction?
You know, Malibu feels more appropriate than the other two. Santa Barbara is great, and you may go up there to visit once in a while and maybe even work occasionally. But of the three, Malibu is what resonates more. I feel like Ojai may be home for you, though, till at least 2018.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you can change it. You know that. You can always change it if that's what comes up.
No, hey, I love it. It's just a little quiet. And being single, it makes it difficult.
Well, you know what? It is. But I will tell you that based on the information that comes through about honing your craft, quiet and single actually support that. So not that I'm saying you have to live in a cave, but, you know, if we're talking about allowing yourself to show up for the highest good, there may be a reason that Ojai feels like the right place right now. Now, you can always change it.
Right.
So remember that. And it's, you know, it's enjoy the journey. It's an adventure.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to leave Ojai because it feels so good all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wonderful place. I love Ojai.
Thank
you so
much.
Mike,
good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yes,
keep us posted.
Take care.
And the other thing is, you know, if Mike's worried about being single in Ojai, it's Ojai. There's not a lot of people in Ojai. It's wonderful, but, you know, it's Ojai. Anyhow,
right.
I've been there. It's gorgeous, but it's Ojai. Our next caller is Andy, and Andy is asking for a general reading tonight. Andy, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Andy. I'm doing great.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, and to you as well. All right, well, let me take a look here. Okay, so I know that you've been working on a project, and I want to say that whatever this is there's an intensity about it, but it's also been something you've been working on for a while. So
yes.
One of the things that I want to say to you is, you know, give it a rest for a little bit. You've been very intensely working on this thing, and it's almost done. I get that. It's interesting because I get that a part of it is almost done, and the rest of it is just kind of going to be something that it just needs some nurturing. It's kind of like a consistent thing. But it's time for you to kind of take some time away from that because it's starting to drain your energy a bit. And the reality is it's okay if you take some time and just step away from it for a little bit. And I'm not talking about, you know, weeks or months or anything. But if you take a day off from it or if you take a few hours off from it, it would be really good for your soul. It's time for you to kind of replenish and rejuvenate. And I almost feel like, you know, most people finish out the year kind of going, okay, I'm done with that and in with the new. And I feel like you didn't even have a chance to do that. So
right.
I know you're saying Happy New Year and thank you for that, but you haven't even crossed over into 2016 yet. So
true.
It's really important for you to, you know, detach, give yourself some time to rest, and allow the momentum of the new year to kind of push you forward and help energize you again. That being said, I want to ask you a serious question that sounds like a funny question, but when was the last time you had some fun?
It's been a while. It's been a lot of serious caregiving and schoolwork, you know, work towards the goal, and a lot of sick people and sick little critters that have needed some intense care.
And that's wonderful, and I see the intention, and it's absolutely beautiful, but you need to take a break. If you don't have any energy and you're not taking self-care, there's nothing to give anyone else.
Good
so
point. It's all taken.
You need to take a vacation from all of that. You really do. And it's not, I have to get away and go to Tahiti. that would be nice. That would be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, even taking a couple of days off here and there or whatever, you know, because the reality is, yes, I know paperwork needs to be done. I know the schooling needs to get done. You're going to do it. You always do. You're very reliable. Everybody counts on you. And you come through for everyone. But you put yourself at the bottom of the list, and you can't do that anymore. Okay?
Sounds good.
So
absolutely.
Find something fun that you like to do. Find a novel you want to read. Go to a movie. You know, whatever it is, find something that is for you that feeds your soul. Because you've got to start feeding your soul. Maybe even it's even just turning on music that you love to listen to. But you've got to start replenishing your own soul now that your energy is, you know, you're okay, but you're, you know, I want to say you're definitely below the center of the line on the meter. The tank is low. That's a perfect analogy. And you got to fill it up again. It's you can't run on reserve all the time. Okay.
Point well
so,
taken. Absolutely.
Yeah. So all of that being said, I actually feel like, you know, if you're willing to take the rest of this month, which is 11 days, so that sounds so long, but it's 11 days, you're willing to take a little time for yourself every day. I was talking earlier about the soul treats that are like 30 minutes, okay? If you do that for the next 11 days, or actually now it's 10, starting tomorrow, if you do that every day, 30 minutes a day, you turn off the phone, you don't answer the door, you do what's for you. You're not helping anybody else. You're just showing up and doing whatever it is you want to do. You do that for the rest of this month, you are going to feel so much better next month. And so it's like just give yourself a couple of weeks to try it and see how you feel. Because I feel like after that, things will get lighter and feel easier. And it's something that's so simple, but it's so important, and it makes a huge difference.
Okay. Will do. Got it
right.
Scheduled.
Yes,
I'm gonna
test you on this. I'm going to ask you if you did your homework, so you better call me next month.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Andy. All the best.
Thank
you
so much.
You. Thank you so much. Take good
Thank
care.
You, Andy. Have a good night. And as we've already blown past the halfway point of the show. We've got about 20 minutes left. If you don't get through to Rebecca tonight and would like to schedule a reading with her, you can go to her website, fill out your information, and she'll provide you her rates and all of that fun stuff, but it will be something that will change your life. I think it's really cool to do. Also, she's got a book on Amazon called The List by Rebecca Fisk. It's a bargain, and it's something I think, this is my non-paid endorsement, but I think you should do it at least once a year. And it's a great exercise, some fun and easy homework, and it will change the way you think about a lot of things. So make sure to like all of Rebecca's stuff, visit her website, and do that as we continue with the show. Our next call is coming from Donna, who is calling about love. Donna, you're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi,
Rebecca. Hi, Donna. How can I help you? Hi.
There are two, you know, I would like to be in a committed relationship. There's two men that I'm talking to. One is Bob and the other is Dusty, and I'm going to be meeting both of them, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up as far as potentially being in a relationship with one of these guys.
Okay. Well, first of all, hang on. Because they're very different. So I want to say... I want to say one of them is very easygoing. It's kind of like he's just always open to see what the adventure is going to bring. And I feel like that is more likely to be Dusty. I feel like Bob is more like, okay, I worked my 9-to-5. I'm getting my retirement money put away. And, you know, he kind of goes with the program and likes that kind of an existence. So he likes to do things, and he likes to travel sometimes, but he's very much kind of by the book. I don't really know how else to explain that. But, you know, you do things because it's the way they're done, and you don't rock the boat too much because you want to have security and stability. Very good heart, very well-intentioned. I want to say that he has experienced tremendous sadness in his life and is finding his way again. And he's a lovely man. He's a lovely man. He can be a little bit, I guess rigid is the word that comes up, because he can have a fairly narrow comfort zone. So, like, if you want to try something completely different, he may say, you go ahead, but I'm not going to do that. And he's not judging it. It's just... He doesn't know if it's worth it to him to be that adventurous. That may change, but I want to say that this feeling of a broken heart is still fairly recent for him. He's not over it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. So that's part of the fear. It's like he's kind of putting his toes in the water now to meet people. And again, really, really kind person, but still grieving. So... And the thing about Dusty, I like Dusty. He's fun. He's fun-loving. He doesn't worry about stuff so much. You know, he's a lot of fun to hang out with. As far as whether or not he's long-term commitment material, I'm not sure you're going to find that with him. But if you want a good friend that you have a really good time with, fun. But it's not over the top. He's not doing crazy things. But he'll try new things, and he'll go out on, you know, like, oh, you want to go do this? Okay, let's go. So there's a spontaneity there, which is fun. Bob's not in that space right now. So, you know, so you have some fun with both of them. Wait and see. I guess my big question mark about Bob is whether or not he's really truly ready to be in a relationship. And he doesn't know himself right now. He just doesn't know. And I'm not sure Dusty is the kind of person who wants to commit. So Bob likes to be in a committed relationship, but he's not ready. Dusty doesn't know if that's really what he wants. So,
do you see me ever getting married, though? Do you ever see me getting married? Because that's something I want to
do,
and I'm one now.
I do see you getting married. I'm hearing probably 2 to 3 years. So 2018 to 2019 is what I hear. 2020 at the latest. So if you consider that we just started 2016 and you get to know somebody and it becomes a serious relationship, not that long.
No.
So, It's coming. It's coming fairly quickly. But go out and have a good time. Because the other thing about Dusty is that he gives you perspective, and he's a lot of fun, and it raises your vibration a bit, which is good. Bob is just very kind and sweet, and I don't know if he's going to be ready in the time frame that you're going to be ready. So, you know, wait and see. Don't, you know, allow that they can also change their own energy.
So, yeah. I hope that helps.
Yeah, very much. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
You are so welcome. Thank you, Donna. Take care and keep us posted. Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Donna. And our next call is coming from Diana. And Diana has a question about past life. Diana, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Diana. How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to change my subject topic. I wanted to actually talk about school slash career. Can
okay.
I ask my specific question?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a vet student. I'm trying to transfer to the U.S., and I've been rejected by two schools already. I'm trying to transfer into a vet school. And I have my eye on one school, Midwestern. My grades are not that fantastic, but I know this is what I'm supposed to do. I love to do. Should I keep applying to other schools as well? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So I'm hearing the number 5. So I don't know what that means, apply for 3 more or apply for 5 more. But there is a school that will, because the thing is that there are schools who look at grades and they just go, no. There are schools who look at who is this whole person and why are they here?
Right.
So the school that's going to take you is the one that's going to look at, they're going to ask you to either write an essay about why they should choose you and why your interest in this field and all of that. And when they get a sense of who you are and your conviction about doing this work, that's the school that's going to take you. So it's not yet. So I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's 3 more for a total of 5 or if it's 5 more, but the number 5 is very significant here, okay?
So I should apply for 5 more?
I don't know if it's 5. I hear the number 5, and 5 is significant.
Okay.
So like I said, I'm not sure if it's 3 more for a total of 5 or if it's 5 more. But keep applying. In fact, just keep applying anyway, okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
But it's I do see that the right fit is going to show up for you. And I do feel like there's an M in the name of the school.
Oh,
so,
really?
I do, yeah.
Oh, because
so,
the school that I really, really want is Midwestern.
It's Midwestern, yeah, and I heard you say that, but I'm not sure if I'm not getting a yes on that name.
Oh.
I just am hearing that there is an M, so it's a question mark right now. I mean, I literally see a question mark in my mind. But keep going, because like
okay.
I said, that you know, keep up with your passion and your conviction about this. It's going to happen. You know, the will of
okay.
God will never leave you where the grace of God cannot keep you. There's a reason that you're being led this way.
Okay. So if I keep going, I'll probably get something for September because I can't stay in New York any longer. It's driving me crazy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Write down what it is you want. That's,
okay.
That's it. Don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on what you want because the universe doesn't see the do or don't in front of it. It just sees whatever you're putting
what you
down
want.
On the paper. Yeah, so put down what you want. And be very clear about it.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much, okay. Rebecca.
Thank you.
Thanks
Diana. Take care.
And what a great promo for your book, The List, that talks about writing a list type of thing. So everybody go check out Rebecca's Beck. I haven't learned how to talk tonight. Rebecca's book, The List, on Amazon, and do that. Now, what are the odds that we're going to get 2 questions about schooling right in a row? But Liz is our next caller, and she also wants to know about school. Liz, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. I just wanted to say thanks for that message in the beginning.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes, my question is about school. Currently, I am pursuing my master's in psychology for therapy, to be a therapist, but I'm feeling that it's not for me, that I should go into.
Well, I'm actually getting that you'll be doing something that is, the field is okay, but not as a one-on-one therapist. I actually see you doing some type of research or assessments. And that it's one of those things where, it's either groups or it could even be working, I want to say, through a hospital where they may be doing research of either new medications or protocols to see if they can help people with their mental health without medications. It has something to do with not, I'm trying to describe this picture. And you're observing. I'm sorry?
I said pet therapy. There's a pet therapy program.
Okay. Okay, good. It does have to do with pets. It's the thing is that it's about it's almost like it's about behavior. And it's like you know, like, okay, we're seeing anxiety disorders in dogs. What's happening? You know, why? That's the best way I can explain it. It's a broader kind of perspective, but it's not as common. I don't know how to explain it. I wish I could describe this a little bit better. But I know it's not a one-on-one thing.
Okay.
Okay, it's not one-on-one. It's, if I broaden my visual, if that's the best way I can put it, it's kind of like when you watch a group of beings, whether it's animals or people, and you give them a certain set of circumstances, but they all have to experience it at the same time. It's like, how does it affect each one of them individually, and how does it affect the group? And then when they're away from the group, how does it affect them in their home situation? So it's something broad like that, but it's a research type thing. I know it sounds a bit obscure, but that's the best way I can describe it to you. It feels like a really new program.
Okay.
So it's almost like, you know, you may happen upon somebody starting a program doing this, or you may be approached to participate, but it's something fairly new. So, let me see if I can get a little bit more clear on this.
Because there is another type of psychology. It's called industrial organizational psychology.
Okay.
It doesn't involve therapy. It involves working with companies and trying to get people motivated, see what works for them in the company, trying to get the morale boost or something.
Yeah, that would be a much better fit for you. In fact, it's interesting because even before you said that, what was coming to mind was using aromatherapy.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, Why am I hearing use aromatherapy? You know, what does that have to do with this? So it is interesting that you're talking about this industrial psychology thing. It's something different, and this is good. I like this. This feels better. This definitely feels better. And I'm hearing you're going to have a lot more clarity in February.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so it's coming. You're on the right track. The one-on-one therapy is not for you. I mean, I can see that very, very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, keep doing some investigating until you find what really resonates. But this industrial psychology thing, it feels really good to me.
Okay.
So do some investigation there and see what happens. But that feels really good to me.
Okay, great.
Okay, Liz,
okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Have a great night and good luck to you. We've got, we're going to try to get two more callers in. We've got 6 minutes, 30 seconds left, so I'm going to stop talking and welcome Tanika to the show. She's calling about love. Tanika, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Tanika. How can I help you? Yeah, go ahead.
Good. Hi, I just wanted to hear what you have to tell me about love and relationships, marriage and children.
Okay. All right, definitely getting married, definitely having kids. I want to say right now, as far as kids, I'm seeing probably at least two boys, but possibly three children. The other thing that I'm seeing is that, let's see here. Time frame, I'm seeing like a commitment type situation. Potentially marriage 2017 to 2018. But I want to say that the work thing kind of takes a bit of a precedence for you. I want to say that I feel like you're going to make that a priority to kind of have a career kind of set for you before you have children.
And again, I see the boys. So I see a boy, and then I see another boy. But you have potentially have a third child, but I'm not getting whether or not that's a boy or a girl. Yeah, I mean, I want to say by 2019, your life's going to be very different than what it is right now. So, yeah, it's all coming. Just be patient. Keep being discerning like you're being discerning. You know, don't just settle for anybody. This person's on his way. And I want to say, is there somebody named Mike around you?
No, there's someone that I love so named Nick. And we're not together right now. He's kind of from our recent past.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing Mike or an M name, so that may or may not be significant. But my impression right now is, if you said, "Well, am I going to get married, and what's his name going to be?" I'm hearing Mike.
Oh, okay.
So you can change it, but that's what I'm hearing. So
okay,
put your seatbelt on. It's going to go fast.
Thanks, Danica. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, and take good care.
And happy Valentine's Day. Our last call of the night is coming from Jane, and Jane is calling about work. Jane, welcome to the show. You are live with Rebecca.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. Doing great. How can I help you?
Hi, Rebecca. Do you see a new job opportunity coming my way? I really want to quit my job. It's just...
Yeah, I do, and I want to say that I'm hearing March to April. So hang in there. Try to be patient. I know you want to quit, but just if you can just kind of stay detached from it, do your work, show up, stay status quo as much as you can, but I'm hearing new changes. It looks like the interviewing process and everything is going on in March, and I feel like by April you're going to be doing something different and you'll feel a lot better. It's a huge relief for you. This change is going to be a really good change. So when you first get in there, just remember you've got a learning curve. So I feel like, again, you're going to be starting in April. And April and May, it'll be a little bit stressful, but just remember you can do this, because by the end of June, you're going to be loving it. So hang in there, start looking, but keep the status quo. You're going to be fine, and the change is coming. The good job change is coming for you.
Okay, that long.
You can try to pull it closer, but I definitely see that this is happening. And March is 2 months. We're halfway through January already. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so start looking, because the interview process takes a little bit.
Yeah, how are things going to, you know, like from now until like my next job, how are things going to turn out at my current job? Because I'm really
my impression is, like I said, keep the status quo. Just do what you need to do to keep everybody happy, but try not to stay too involved in it. Just try to stay detached so it doesn't drain you so much, okay? But my impression is it's going to be fine. You just have to stay detached and not let the drama get to you, okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. You can do this. It's not much longer.
Yeah, seems like a long time.
I know. Well, hang in there. You can do it. All right, Jane, thanks so much for the call tonight, and I wish you all the best. Keep us posted.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that 6 weeks is going to just fly by for Jane, and March is going to be here before she knows it. And it does seem like a long time when you just think about it on a calendar. But, boy, you know, day to day, it's just going to fly for her. We've got about a minute left, Rebecca. Any closing thoughts before we end the show tonight?
Well, the only thing that I wanted to mention is that I know I've talked about this before, but the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the U.S. is out. It's available on Amazon. It's by Jennifer Diamond. She spells her name J-E-N-N-I-F-U-R, Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D. And so it's a great guide filled with people who have been tested and verified to be really, really good at what they do. So I'm incredibly humbled by my participation, what did you say about not being able to speak, Garrett? My being presented in the book as well, and it's a privilege to be in the company of these other esteemed people. They're amazing. So very, very grateful to Jennifer for publishing the book and for including me. So
right on. And Rebecca, that wraps it up. So we got to say goodbye. I can't wait to have you back on next month. For everybody who missed the chance to speak with Rebecca live, go to her website. I've got all the links right there on the show page. Click, click, click. You can have your questions answered, get a great session with her, and you can also call back next month. But check out her site, buy her book, and we will see you live tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio with my spectacular co-host, Rob Watson. Have a great night, everybody, and don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.